Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with
We're
me.
We're only supposed to play about 10 seconds of this song, but I actually like it, so let's hear a wee bit more.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
Beautiful, that, isn't it? Beautiful, beautiful. Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. Should fat people be made to pay more for flying? Britain's top doctor has provoked outrage with her comments that obese people should pay more for plane tickets. Professor Dame Sally Davis suggested airlines... Sounds like somebody on a BBC trust that. Professor Dame Sally Davis suggested airlines could weigh passengers, and it would be quite a clever way of taxing fat. The spokesman for Dame Sally has described the comment as a joke. Catherine Zadesky is with us today. Morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning.
And the no-nonsense weight loss expert, Steve Miller. Good morning to you, Steve.
Hello, both.
What do you make of this, Steve?
What do I think? I think what she was saying, Stephen, was that what you do is you take the overall weight of the person, and then you charge them the appropriate tax. What I would prefer, what I would support, because I do think she's got a point, is that rather than an overall weight, I prefer what I would call a super obese tax. So basically, if your BMI is 40 plus, then I think it's only fair that you are paying more for a seat.
Do you really?
Than someone that is of a reasonable, healthy weight.
Really? Catherine?
Nonsense, as usual. And unfortunately, there's nothing that says that a larger person is not healthy for a start. Secondly, I don't want to be weighed anywhere for any kind of transport that's supposed to be open to everyone. I want to buy my ticket and get on whatever vehicle or moving object that I've bought my ticket to sit on. I don't want to be judged as to whether I'm fit to sit on that or not to sit on that. I should pay
more.
Well,
if you're spilling over into someone else's seat and your thighs are rubbing against theirs...
Well, there's all kinds of inconveniences with public transport. It's just the way it goes. Sitting next to someone who hasn't had a shower that day on the bus is also uncomfortable. There's loads of things that go on. I don't see why sitting closer to someone who is larger is such a big deal.
Well, it's not closer, Catherine. It's on top of them. There are some times when I squeeze into that wee flyby seat. There are some times that my thighs are on top of the other person's.
Well, then we get to another question. Is should the seat fit the person, or should the seat fit the economies of the airline?
What we should look at is
64%. 64% of the population in the UK are now classified as being overweight or obese. We're talking about the majority of people here. We're not talking about a small minority of people who would just need an extra seat or a bit of extra room. We're talking about people getting bigger overall in the country. And there's lots of reasons for that. And it's not just gluttony, and I'm sure you're going to tell me. It's to do with lots of other difficulties within our society and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, should we not be accommodating people at the size they are rather than requesting that they fit into a seat which is too small?
Go on, Steve.
Well, I think the first thing, Catherine, is that you said at the beginning, when you say this quite often, that, there's no evidence to say that being fat is unhealthy. We know, it's common sense. The layperson in the street knows that if you are too fat, your health is in jeopardy.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. I know we're talking about flights today, and I just noticed earlier, coming in on the newswires, that an Aer Lingus plane had to return to Dublin Airport this morning because of a technical fault. A lot of you fly to Portugal, I know. This is flight EI490. It had taken off for Faro in Portugal, 20 past 6 this morning. Landed again at 7 minutes past 6. All 181 passengers on board disembarked safely. Now, the reason that this is interesting is it's the third time in a week that an Aer Lingus flight has had to return to the ground. There was a Shannon-bound plane returned to JFK in New York last week. Another flight to Munich on Saturday also had to return to Dublin Airport. And now this third Aer Lingus plane has had to return to Dublin Airport this morning because of a technical fault. No injuries. Everybody's okay. Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, as I was saying, you know, Catherine always starts these debates by suggesting that being fat is okay and it's healthy to be fat. It's not. The evidence is there that it's just not. The layperson in the street knows that if you are too fat, you are putting yourself in jeopardy at the risk of cancer, the risk of heart disease, the risk of having a stroke, the risk of having a heart attack. And, you know, only last week did the head of cancer research call for GPs to use cancer as a motivator to start telling people that if they are too fat, then they may contract cancer. And but the great news is that we can take responsibility for our weight and do something about it. And yes, I fully support the measures that are kind and supportive to help people lose weight. But those measures in their entirety are not working. So measures such as implementing a fat tax, if you have a BMI of 40 plus, can only be a good thing, because motivating people to lose weight cannot just be all hearts and flowers. Sometimes we have to put our foot down with people.
Oh, as usual, I'm completely gobsmacked by this complete nonsense. First of all, show me one piece of research, just one, and I'll change my mind. It tells me that it is unhealthy. It's definitely proven unhealthy to be a large person.
Catherine, don't be ridiculous now. Don't be ridiculous. To be fair, if you want research, just go and look at all the research which links diabetes to poor health conditions.
You know what it boils,
blood pressure, poor heart condition, kidney failure, and so it goes on. You've got a high propensity to stroke. There are cancers related to obesity. Come on, Catherine.
It all boils down to mice in labs. There's not one human study that will directly link larger sized bodies with disease. Not one. You show me one and I'll go for it, but there isn't one. Secondly, I don't think it's a kind thing to do to weigh someone at an airport and tell them they've got to double their fare. I don't think that's a kind way to support people into losing weight. Thirdly, the presumption is everyone can lose weight. And if that was true, then we damn well do it. Do you think it's fun being fat? Do you think we all get up in the morning and say, oh, great, I'm still fat? I know I keep saying that, but it's a good line. Do that is not the reality for a larger person. Most larger people are desperately trying to lose weight. It is not a reality.
Well, Malachy O'Doherty
can lose weight and keep it off. It just doesn't work.
The commentator Malachy O'Doherty has just tweeted me and he said, should I have the same luggage weight restriction as someone twice my weight? Which is a fair question, Steve, isn't it?
I get all that, and there's always ifs and buts and God knows what. The reality is, for number one, we should not be putting out a public message to the population that being fat is okay. It is not okay. And I think that every GP in the land would agree with me on that particular point. The key here is how do we encourage our nation and support our nation to manage their weight. And managing their weight comes from, yes, support, but it also comes from measures that include shock tactics, such as charging people extra if they are too fat for their seat on a plane. I agree with Catherine. We don't have time in the queues at an airport to be weighing people. It can be simple. You could do it online. The BMI can be calculated online. And if your BMI is...
Why don't they just make the seats bigger?
Because the price... And I'll answer that. Because what will happen is people that are working hard to keep their weight in shape will have to pay more.
It's not true, unfortunately. The airplane, the way the airplane works now is actually they make their money out of the cargo. They don't actually make much money out of the passengers. The passenger seats normally even up because you have children, different sizes, different weights.
That's not true for lots of airlines as well. Where are you getting this from?
No, it is. It's the stuff they carry. It's the imports we have. It's the imports and exports that actually make the airline the money.
Morning, Stuart.
Hello there, Stephen. I'm just thinking there about how ridiculous it is to charge overweight people for getting onto the plane. I'm just thinking there, are they going to put an airplane seat beside the luggage tester at the checkout to see if you fit the seat the way they do with the luggage? And are they going to charge you more if you don't?
Say that again.
You know the luggage thing they use at the check-in to see if it fits under the overhead locker, the right size for the bag?
Yes.
Are they going to start putting an airplane seat beside it to see if a person fits it properly? And if they don't, are they going to tax them or charge them more? You know, I'm being flippant about it, but it's just being ridiculous about charging overweight people extra for getting on a plane. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I first of all, I agree with the caller. To put a seat in an airport would be ridiculous. But what we can do logistically is to get people to enter their height and their weight online so that we can calculate whether that person is super obese. If that person is super obese, they should pay a tax. Because
can I just interject a level of humanity in this? But
as Stephen said earlier, you know, if somebody, and I've got to be fair here to passengers, is that if you pay for a seat on an aeroplane, why should you be crunched up, pushing yourself into the window when you've got somebody that's paid exactly the same amount?
Can I just talk about what it's like to fly? Sorry, Steve, can I interrupt? Can I just talk about what it's like to fly as a fat person? Can I talk about the fact there isn't actually an online support group for larger people who have to fly? And most people don't fly necessarily for pleasure. There's people who are going home to be with their dying parents. There's people that are going home to get, you know, going somewhere to get treatment. Or there's, you know, flying is not something that we do just because we're having a jolly. We're doing it because we had to. And there's actually a complete support group out there saying, how do I get on? Does anyone know if Northwest is better than American Airlines? Does anyone know if it's okay on Aer Lingus? What's Ryanair like on, you know, because we want to know this information, like, well, how are they going to be treated when they get to the airport? It's horrific out there.
Catherine, thank you. Nice to talk to you today. Steve, thank you. Morning to you.